Okay, nap time's over. Wake him up, Cersei.
Sure. Wake him up, Nate.
Okay, but you should both know that we've officially filled our knock-out-the-enemy quota for the next couple of months.
Oh my!
That stung. Where are we?
I don't know, but the fact that we are tied up in what looks like a sketchy serial killer there does not make me feel good about our chances.
You're not wrong. Welcome, soon-to-be-doomed enemies, to my ultimate Wild West death trap, conveniently located in this old abandoned barn. Man, you really have no idea how much I went through to get you here.
Well, for the sake of narrative, we did leave our audience on a pretty big cliffhanger last time. Why don't you tell us? You know, a good old-fashioned pre-death trap villain monologue.
I have the upper hand here. I don't have to listen to you. But that actually sounds like a good idea, so I'm gonna steal it.
Okay, go ahead. Floor's yours.
Well, I've gotta admit, I owe the inspiration for my plan to Carlton. I mean, if it wasn't for his weird obsession with the movies we watched when we were kids, the idea to create a fake Old West town would have never crossed my mind. Well, I guess that's not totally true. Some of it came from overhearing the science nerd at the hardware store talking about the world's first real time machine. He really has no indoor voice. It's kind of problematic. Anyway, after that, it was just a matter of sneaking into your little lab and sabotaging your machine.
You mean having me sneak into the lab and sabotage the machine? And using my magic to bring us back to this stupid town in the middle of the desert, and helping make it look like it did in those movies.
Yeah, but you didn't have to convince the town people to go along with the act and make Carlton sheriff. That was good old-fashioned bribery.
With my student loan money.
Nobody cares about your dumb art degree, Nate. The point is, everything went according to my plan. Ha! What do you think about that, Carlton?
Nice job, Delia. You won. Good for you.
Wow, that was not as satisfying as I expected. Oh, well, it'll probably get better once you're dead. I made this death trap especially for you, you know. I thought I'd stick with the Western theme. Let me break it down for you. I had Nate set up this old player piano, which is rigged to a row of rifles, which is rigged to another row of bows loaded with arrows, one of which will light this match, which will ignite 100 pounds of dynamite. When this baby hits the final note, the song won't be the only thing that's finished.
Ah, going with the old rig the death trap to music bit. Classic, and especially useful in an audio format. Although you probably could have scaled it back at least a little bit, I mean...
I tried to tell her that, but it was a lost cause.
Shut up, both of you. Nate, start this thing up so we can get out of here. We are not gonna want to be near that blast zone. Well, Carlton, anything you want to say before we vamoose? No? Anyone else? Yeah, the scrawny kid trying to raise his hand from under the ropes. What?
Yes, I,
What?
I just wanted to make you aware that the pianola, also known as the player piano, wasn't invented until 1901.
Shut up!
Yes, Mom.
All right, I've had enough of these dorks. Come on, guys, it's about time for the Desperado and her posse to get a few drinks before they hit the road. Cue music, Nate! Bye now.
Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that none of us want to die in 1860-something. So I'd really appreciate it if somebody could come up with a plan to stop the death trap aimed right at us!
I'm working on it, okay? Ugh! This would be so much easier if Delia had left me with my weapons. She's probably dumped them in a ditch somewhere by now. Hey, Carlton! It might be helpful if you actually try to contribute some ideas and not just sit there.
Mr. Carlton, I understand what you're going through. We all make mistakes at times. I know I've made plenty. But it is when one musters the strength to accept or even overcome these mistakes that one achieves greatness and, you appear to be ignoring me. Mr. Carlton? Oh, come on now! I understand that it's important to address one's feelings as opposed to suppressing them, but as of right now, you don't appear to be doing either. I don't think I'm getting through. Could anyone else offer some advice, please?
I got this. Listen, boss, I get it. Every hero has that moment where everything falls apart just when they think they're untouchable. Hubris has been a thing since the beginning of forever. But on the bright side, if we die here, it'll probably be one heck of a heroic sacrifice.
Thank you, Frank. Anyone else? Preferably quickly, given the circumstances.
Okay, now I've got this. Hey, idiot!
Oh, dear.
You want to know what I think of Sheriff Carlton? He sucks. But my business partner, Carlton, he's better than that other jerk will ever be. Oh, no! Delia tricked you! So what? Do what you always do and fight back. Quit feeling sorry for yourself and be better. I know you can. Carlton?
Nice speech, Pryor. You ever get that sappy with your girlfriend?
Shut up. But good to have you back. Now, you got any ideas on how to stop that piano? Because I swear, if the guns, the arrows, and the explosion don't kill me, hearing another second of that annoying song will.
Yeah, I could think of a ton of westerns that have better music than this. But this technically isn't even real western music. Is it, kid?
No. Mr. Carlton, I appreciate your sudden interest in chronological accuracy, but is it possible for us to discuss it at another time?
Well, I don't think it is. I mean, thinking about all the unrealistic holes in Delia's scheme, it's enough to get somebody really pissed off. Maybe enough to go demonic levels of berserk.
Oh, well, when you put it that way... How could a plan that he managed to execute so well be so poorly researched? The cattle she pretended to steal weren't even native to this area. She could have searched Cowboy on literally any database and found more accurate information.
But it is a lot more exciting this way, isn't it?
Exciting my ass!
Wow, he really cares about historical accuracy, huh?
You know who you're talking about, right?
Did it work?
Yup. I think it's safe to say that Delia's trap is out of commission.
And, I think Miss Pryor will be happy to know that Delia did not dump her weapons in a ditch somewhere. In fact, is this possibly bloodied blade yours?
It is, and if you hand it over, I can get the rest of us out of these ropes. Okay, with that crisis averted, I say we sneak out of here before we run into another one.
Well, how are we supposed to do that if the time machine's still busted?
Take a look around. Between my weapons and the junk in this barn, I bet Frank could get it fixed.
Correct, boss lady! Heck, with all the raw material in there, I could probably fix it a few times over.
Sounds good. And since Delia thinks we're dead, we'll have the advantage of them not looking for us. We could get to the machine no problem. Let's go.
What happened to fighting back? I don't know about you, but I'd prefer it if Delia didn't think she won this time.
I'm regretting snapping you out of that episode already. Fine. I'll get the machine. You figure out a plan to get back at Delia.
Ho ho ho. I already have one.
Do I want to know what it is?
It's not exactly complicated. We're just gonna use her own setup against her.
How? Seems like she knows as much about those westerns as you do.
Yeah, but up until now, whether we knew it or not, we were playing by her rules. Now, we'll play by mine.
Woo! This old liquor is the real deal. Way better than any of that crappy watered-down stuff we got back home. Hey, barkeep! Keep 'em coming! The desperado's got some celebrating to do!
I can't believe we did that to Carlton.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it great?
No, it's not. Dee, we grew up with Carlton. He looked out for us. I mean, maybe not so much anymore, but at least it gave us something to do. You can't deny that he meant something to you.
Yeah, he meant to be a huge, annoying roadblock on my path to being a worthwhile villain for once. Cersei, if you like weighing in here.
Your mortal squabbles mean nothing to me. Plus, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm still here.
So?
The whole reason you summoned me was to get rid of Carlton and those other ones. Don't you think if I could have left you here and gone back to my own dimension, I would have by now?
What is that supposed to mean?
Desperado! I've got a bone to pick with you.
That enough of an answer for you?
Carlton! How are you still alive?
Oh no, not just me. The rest of the gang made it out just fine, too. Isn't that right, guys?
Hiya.
But hey, we're good sports. So, we thought we'd give you another chance to off us.
I don't remember agreeing to that. I mean, getting back at your enemies is all well and good until you start throwing the idea of dying around.
Shh, just hold on. I want to see where he's going with this.
I'm listening.
Miss Desperado, ma'am, we was just wondering, since our deal with you was to help lure these investigators into your trap and not worry about them escaping, do you think we can get that payment you promised us before y'all continue your quarreling and such?
I said you'd get your money when Carlton was gone for good. Does he look gone to you?
Not especially.
No, not especially.
Put him down, Delia. Your beef isn't with them. It's with me. Now, do you want to hear my proposal or not?
Well, let me ask you first. How would your proposal be better than me shooting you right here and now?
Well, for one thing, it involves a spectacle. And I know you're a sucker for a spectacle.
True. What did you have in mind?
A shootout! In the middle of town! Your posse against ours!
At high noon?
Obviously.
I like it.
But Delia, it's already after noon.
The high noon part is non-negotiable, Nate.
But that didn't mean we'd have to wait until tomorrow. And is it really a good idea for any of us to stay in the past longer than we should?
Shut up, Nate!
Okay.
So, any other conditions about this fight? Weapons?
I was gonna keep it to standard firearms, but I know you'd cheat anyway. So, any weapons game.
To the death?
To the death.
You're on.
Shake on it?
Sure. But then again, 3 against 5 with Cersei down in the magic department, it doesn't seem very fair, does it? Tell you what, you let me draft some extra picks for my side and you've got yourself a deal.
Okay, deal.
Great! To round out my posse, I choose... everyone else in town.
What? You can't do that.
Actually, I can. He said I could add people to my side. He didn't specify how many.
Now, hold on there a second, ma'am. We in town here don't take too kindly to being roped into shootouts all willy-nilly.
I'll pay you double.
We're in!
Yeah!
We ain't got a clue what it means, but it's got a nice ring to it, don't it? Yeah!
Uh-oh.
That is a group of especially fickle frontiersmen. It also pains me to know that Delia has managed to add yee-haw to the American English vernacular several decades too early.
If that's what you want, Delia, I say go ahead. They are my rules, after all. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow? Are you insane? How are we supposed to take on an entire town's worth of armed mercenaries? Okay, to be honest, I'm not concerned about me or you handling it, but have you seen who else you roped into this?
Okay, so how do you load a gun again?
Ooh, I know! Here, let me show you with mine! Oops! Guess the safety hasn't been invented yet.
We're in trouble, aren't we?
Don't worry. It's all part of the plan.
Walking our friends into certain death was part of your plan?
Hey, certain death circumstances are when Western heroes have the best odds. And trust me, Delia may have the numbers on her side, but we have a better posse than any I've seen in those old movies. Here, I'll prove it. Algy!
Yeah?
I grabbed a few empty bottles on my way out of the saloon.
Uh-huh. And what does that have to do with me?
I want you to shoot them. As fast as you can.
You sure about that?
Very.
Carlton, I can tell where you're going with this, and no matter how fast Algy thinks he is, there is no way that it'll affect how he... shoots? What? Algy, how did you do that?
I'm fast?
No, how did you get the gun to fire that fast?
Transitive property? Yeah, I know stuff. Including that I'm a faster shot than you.
Say that again, and you won't have to worry about shooting, because you won't have hands.
Noted!
But he's got a point. Because now he has something to contribute to our gang. He's the literal fastest draw in the West. And then there's the kid.
Me?
Yeah, you. I mean, unless there's somebody else here with a violent psychopath inside them that can rival any outlaw.
I could also, I suppose, heal bullet wounds if something goes wrong.
Oh yeah, I always forget that part. Good call, kid.
Ooh, what about me, boss? Could it be that I'm a master of gadgetry regardless of era? I laugh in the face of 19th century technology!
Actually, pretty close. That just leaves me, the Wild West mastermind, with a knowledge of almost every gimmick in the genre, and Pryor.
Oh, this should be good.
You, Pryor, are the toughest and most skilled fighter I know. Proof that a bunch of those old westerns missed some serious opportunities to include kick-ass women. They had no idea what they were missing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you might not want to say that just yet.
Why not?
Well, here's the thing. I have this theory that Frankenstein may be able to throw something together to give us some extra firepower for the shootout.
Heck yeah! Say no more, boss! I've already got an idea.
Could have called that, but anyway, Pryor, the thing is,
What?
The thing is, for the plan to work, we'd need to sneak this weapon up to the second floor of the saloon. So? So, we need you to create a distraction so we can get past all the townspeople at the bar.
What kind of distraction?
Alrighty, boss man, here she is! The multi-directional Gatling gun! Hoo yeah! You thought these ancestors to today's nasty rapid-fire weapons were scary before, but now, I've not only made it possible to shoot wildly in all directions, but for my best little buddy Elliot here, I also decided to make the projectiles non-lethal.
Thank you.
You don't need to thank me. It was a great idea. Having people live to deal with the pain of getting hit really hard? That's some dark stuff right there. Half-demon is right.
What?
Looks good, Frankenstein. Now all we gotta do is get upstairs. Hey, Pryor, you ready to go?
Explain to me again why the saloon girl getup was necessary.
You know why it's necessary, Pryor.
Okay, thanks to my incredible skill with the ladies backstage, I got you 5 minutes. Better make them count, Miriam.
I hate you morons so much. Let's just get this over with.
Gentlemen and gentlemen, here for a one-time exclusive performance before her imminent demise via high-stakes shootout, Miss Miriam!
Some girls dream of adventure, aim for the best of something more. Longingly, we fix to share our views. But time and again, gents see us as only something to adore. So for y'all, I've got some special news. I'm better than you. I'm better than you. You treat us gals like maids and whores, but we know this much is true. We're better than you. We're better than you. So hoot and holler all you want. I know I'm better than you.
Okay, guys, time to move.
Do we have to? Now I kind of want to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I'm kind of enjoying it.
Well, you won't for long.
Why?
Because, if I had to guess, I'm pretty sure Pryor can only do so many moves that qualify as sexy before she starts running out of ideas.
Oof, you are not kidding.
I don't know, I always thought the robot was a pretty spicy dance move.
Just grab the gun and let's go! Kid, stop covering your eyes!
Is it over? Oh my. That is bad.
Yeah, no kidding, now come on!
You'll like likely still think less of me, no matter what I do. So raise your glass and kiss my ass, because I'm better than you.
Well, that's all the time for me tonight. Don't forget to tip your waitresses, because let's be real, they probably deserve your money more than you. Good night. Hey, you guys done yet?
Yep!
Shh!
Oh, right. Gaddy Bumpo, as I'm now calling her, is all hidden for tomorrow. Those cowpokes will never find her. Oh, nice song, by the way.
Oh, yeah, very distracting.
Shut up. But seriously, nice job, Pryor. 10 out of 10 with the distraction.
Uh-huh. Hey, you mind telling me something? If you geniuses use that song to sneak upstairs, how do you expect to get down?
Encore?
No.
Come on, Pryor. You know how outnumbered we are in this fight. We can't afford to give away any of our strategies now.
Please?
Fine.
Thank you.
The next day, y'all.
All right, 5 minutes to noon. Where is he?
Desperado. I believe we agreed to a shootout.
That we did. I've got my posse.
Hi.
Whatever.
Where's yours?
Right here. And y'all better beware of Sheriff Carlton and his band of hero outlaws. Gatling Gal.
Can we please skip the intros and get to the part where we hit people?
The Quick Draw Kid.
You know, I really wish you had told us we were doing cowboy names. I could have come up with a way better one than Quick Draw Kid.
Two-Face Tex.
Mr. Carlton, may I also take umbrage at my cowboy name?
Not right now, kid. And finally, the engineer.
Oh, yeah! Let's do this! Pachoo, 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 ding, 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 yeah!
Okay, Sheriff Carlton, you really think that title still fits?
Huh. I guess not, but I don't care! Real Western heroes have to work outside the law.
Alrighty, the time is high noon! I wanna see a good, dirty fight here. As established, all weapons are legal, but it's still, above all else, a shootout. Desperado ready?
Ready.
Challenger ready?
Ready.
Okay then. Let's do some shooting! Yeah!
Okay, guys, just like we planned. Look sharp.
Finally. Revolver.
Ah.
Arrow.
Ah.
Hatchet.
Ow, dang it, lady.
I really hate to say it, but you probably would have been better off dying the first time Delia tried to kill you. This seems a lot harder on everybody. So, how do you want to do this?
Pitchfork.
Huh? Oh! Maybe I should just let Delia handle this. Okay, bye!
Woo! Anybody else want to take on the fastest draw in the West?
Howdy.
Then again, maybe I put the job on hold for a minute. Ladies.
Bye now.
Of course.
Ow! Gosh darn it! Our pistols!
Can't say it hasn't been a pleasure, girls.
Nowhere to run, kid. There's at least 10 of us and only one of you.
Please stand back. I do not want to harm you.
You harm us? Boy, you ain't knee-high to a jackrabbit.
Yeah, honestly, kid. You think you can tussle with...
Hello.
And
goodbye!
Ow!
That's right, y'all! Face the might of Gaddy Bumpo! though. Yippee-ki-yay, you no good varmints!
Nice shooting. What is that, half the town down now?
Oh yeah, thanks for noticing. Wait a minute. Witch!
I prefer sorceress. But yeah, I'm here to stop you.
You can try.
Okay.
Ow! Yep. Yep, that hurts!
You can't outrun me. I practically invented the whole rooftop chase thing.
Yeah, you and I both know you're wrong on that one. Okay, touchy subject. Got it.
Listen, Carlton, I saw all those cowboy movies too, and we both know we can't keep this up forever.
You know, you're right.
Hey, why are you looking at the next roof like that? I'm the bad guy. Only I get to look at stuff like a crazy person.
I'm gonna go back to where we started this. Feel free to follow me down.
Wait, say what you're doing so the audience knows how cool it is.
Hey, get back here.
Uh-oh. Wait, not the goggles.
Fine. Roof jump. Roof slide. Backflip. Cool hero landing.
Not bad, but I prefer the easy way. Cersei!
I'm a little busy right now.
I don't care! Use your magic to get me off this roof!
You really don't understand the concept of limited magic use, do you?
Don't question me! Just do it! Thank you! So, I'd say it's about time we end this.
Couldn't agree more, partner.
Oh boy, it looks like we got a one-on-one situation on our hands. Hey y'all, shootout's over! Time for a duel!
A duel?
In retrospect, we probably should have assumed Carlton was gonna try that.
Should we try to stop him?
No, let him do it. I think his cowboy hang-up is about to pay off.
Okay, my turn to call the shots.
I'm listening.
It appears that we have a duel on our hands. The terms are being laid out and both participants are not turning away from one another and preparing to move. Yes, it's clear that this is going to be a challenge for the ages. What are your thoughts, Cersei?
I thought I'd finally gotten tired of hitting you. I was wrong.
Huh? Ow!
The crowd waits in anticipation. Carlton and Delia have each moved 2 paces forward. Now 3 paces. Now 4.
Holy moly, the suspense is killing me! Somebody take a shot already!
Carlton! Hey, are you hurt?
Yeah, but it's just my hand. Should be easy to fix up, right, kid?
Absolutely.
Ha! I win! I mean, it's not exactly killing you, but... I can just take care of that little detail right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't celebrate just yet.
What are you talking about? You missed.
Nope. I'm pretty sure I was right on target.
Huh?
Incoming!
Why the hell would you shoot me? I'm not one of your incompetent little monsters of the week. I am an immortal sorceress! Is this some kind of sick joke?
Cersei, calm down! Carlton was fighting Delia! I'm sure he didn't mean it!
Oh no, I totally meant it.
Excuse me?
Oh no...
Delia, don't worry about killing this guy anymore. Because I'm gonna do it myself.
Carlton?
Wait for it.
No!
Cersei! What are you doing now?
I believe she's realizing that she just exceeded her magic limit.
Exceeded her? No, but she can't. Her magic's the only thing keeping us here.
Exactly.
Wait, what? But... no! This can't be happening! I tricked you! I was winning!
Yeah, well, guess you didn't count on falling for your own gimmick. Great work, by the way. I really did always want to be the hero in a Western. Tell you what, when I see you again back in the present, I'll make sure to send you some ideas for the next time we beat you. Happy trails, Desperado!
Carlton!
Well, I gotta admit, Carlton, that was pretty impressive. Stupid, but impressive.
All in a day's work, ma'am. I don't know about you, but I think it's about time we ride out into the sunset.
Hey! Y'all got rid of the Desperado before we got paid!
You're gonna pay for that.
Let's get him.
And not a moment too soon. Please tell me we've got a working time machine to run to.
Why, yes we do. Let's ride!
Wait, one last thing. Pryor, didn't you want to...
Oh yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Ow! What was that for?
Take your pick.
Okay, now we can go. Frankenstein?
Let's ride!
Thank God that's over.
I have officially lived through the 19th century more than enough for my liking.
No sand, no tumbleweeds, no dumb horses. I've never been so happy to see this dorky science lab.
I know what you mean. As exciting as it was, I think I've had enough of time travel.
Oh man, that was awesome! Let's do it again!
No! Frankenstein!
Hey, fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Matt Lundquist, and Jessica Castro, with guest appearances by Sarah Cannon, Jeffrey Delphin, Jezebel Jackson, and Briar Zachary. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Better Than You, written by Jessica Castro and performed by Jessica Toledo, with instrumental arrangement by Finn Nilsson. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song, written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating.